When you wake up to what I'm going to tell you, your whole world's going to change. Everything has to change. You really have to digest this. Now remember, when you get born again, Jesus is the head and you're the body. So you're one with Christ when you get born again. And so the old flesh mind, which was the old self, you were separated until you got saved. You were actually not real. The self is not real because you're tied into Christ. Just like a man and woman get married, they're really one flesh, and there's no longer a self there. They're completely one. So spiritually, if the born-again saints, the body of Christ, are tied to Jesus, they're one. They're one flesh. I mean, one spirit. And so what I'm getting ready to tell you, you have to hold that in your mind while I'm talking to understand this. So when Jesus was in the temple and he was opening up the, is it called the Torah? The Old Testament. And he was reading a passage. And he was actually reading a passage about himself. It was written, he opened up the Bible, which wasn't really called the Bible back then, but he opened up the codex that the Jewish people read out of from the prophets and all. And he was reading about himself. He closed the book, said, today this scripture has been fulfilled. Now, Jesus walking in 3D, reading the Bible, the very Bible he was reading was telling about him. Now think about that for a second. Digest that, meditate on that, put this on pause and think about that. Jesus was reading a book. He was walking down here in a human body, and it was about him. And he was reading the book that was about him. Now, there's an episode on Star Trek Deep Space Nine where Cisco is the one. He won't let us down. He was in this crazy place, like he was in a mental institution. He was writing on the walls, and the script that he was writing on the wall, he was actually playing out. That script, he would go from the script to writing it on the wall, and every time he wrote a new script on the wall, he was actually playing it out. Now think about this. Back in July and August, you can scroll back and look. I was talking about these fake reality bubbles, and I had to play it out in January. It had to play out to fight these fake reality bubbles that people put around us. But you, as a born again, you're in series, in sequence after Jesus. Is the servant greater than the master? You're in this 3D experience just like Jesus was. And Jesus was reading the book about him. So your 3D experience is already written. Is the servant great? What he went through, you got to go through. The persecution, the mocking, the growth that you become aware of what you're in. You're actually in a three-dimensional scripture. You're in a three-dimensional book. And you're playing out the storylines. As you're reading the Bible, you're actually playing those storylines out. And there's people in your life, family, friends, girlfriend, ex-wife, who were Judas in your house, a man's enemies of his own house. You are actually, and if it's a saved woman, same thing. You're actually playing out the script that Jesus played out, the disciples played out, all the people of the early church. And if you really ask AI, where are we at? We're actually in Revelation chapter 3, the church of Laodicea is what I said, are we in the book of Acts? Where are we? The last church in Revelation, church of Laodicea, is what it looks like. Some people are indifferent. It depends on your walk or whatever. There's like, what, seven churches there. And so you're actually walking out the Bible today. And so it's repeating. Those stories are actually projections from the cross. And so every story that you're going through in your life, on the job, at home, relationships, dating, marriage, everything that you're going through, It's already written. And you can open up the Bible and see the storylines that you're actually going through right now. And when you wake up to this, you're like, okay, what's next? You already know the script that the devil is playing. He will go away for a season, just like the narcissist. The narcissist always goes away. Now, if that spirit jumps on another person, a different person shows up. Jezebel always goes away, but she always comes back. Because it's the same story. Cain and Abel. Adam and Eve. It's always the flesh versus spirit. So Wally Cody's going to come back. And it might be a different person. It might be the same person. But they've got to go away. Just like the devil tempted Jesus. He would go away, come back. Go away, come back. They always do this. They have to. Because the script that they played against you, they failed. And so Wile E. Coyote always fails, royally fails. If you stand on the word, even as an elect, though, God has put you down here for a reason. And so you're playing out the same stories that Jesus played out. And they try to crucify you, and it might not be on a cross, but they try to crucify your character or your calling or your whatever you're doing, crucify your words or your beliefs or whatever. Even this message here is so off the roof that most people will attack it. Even the saved people will deny this, but it's so obvious you can't deny it. I got a sister in Christ I was talking to last night. She was like, wow. She and I both uncovered some stuff that makes you say, wow. You're in it. Jesus was in it. He read the scripture and it was about him. You read the New Testament, it's about you. You're in it. It's happening now. There's different stories playing out, but it's really the same story. Wile E. Coyote chasing Roadrunner, and it keeps playing out. The Democrats versus Republican. The left versus the right. The up, the down versus the up. The satanic, the dark versus the day. The night versus day. Left versus right. Catwoman versus Batman. Queen Bee Jezebel, Catwoman versus Batman. Why did Queen Bee, Catwoman, and Batman have such a close resonant frequency, familiar spirit with the two of them? Think about this. Why did Catwoman and Batman both have a familiar spirit draw towards each other? What is that about? Well, they both came from a toxic environment of similar spirits in the family. Now, Catwoman chose the dark side. Batman chose the right. She chose the left, he chose the right. But they still have that familiar spirit from their childhood. And they're drawn to each other, and they don't know why. Well, I just told you why. They were raised around the same kind of people. Or, it don't matter what kind of cult it is. It could be just a Jezebel cult. It could be a Mormon cult, a Church of Christ cult, a Jehovah's Witness cult, a Pentecostal cult. It's still a cult. A cult is a cult is a cult is a cult. And all the cults are the same spirit because they're all under legalism and law and false doctrine and all that. And so it could be a Wiccan cult. It could be a Freemason cult. It could be any kind of cult. And so it's a works-based system, right? So Batman would represent the person that got born again, got saved. Catwoman would represent the person who chose the world and the dark side. Light versus dark, dark versus light. Just playing out all the time. Star Trek, Star Wars. It's always light versus dark, right? So every story that you're living out on a day-to-day basis is a projection from the cross, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, because Jesus came down into this dark world. He went through the cross and he rose again. So you have to take up your cross daily to rise up into the spirit walk. But you have to die to the self, take up your cross to rise up. Now the Jezebel spirit, or the flesh mind, they don't want to die. They want you to die for them. And they don't want to run to Jesus, just like Cain. All Cain had to do was do that blood sacrifice, and they don't want to do it. So Cain couldn't get right, so he killed Abel. And so they don't want to get right, so they have to persecute you. And the reason Jesus told the Pharisees, he said, "You want to kill me?" And they said, "No, we don't." He knew them better than they knew themselves. He knew they wanted to kill him because they're children of Cain. Catwoman is a child of Cain. The Joker is a child of Cain. The Riddler is the child of Cain. Anti-Flash is a child of Cain. Jezebel's a child of Cain. Delilah's a child of Cain. Not only are you living out the New Testament, you're also living out the Old Testament stories, but with a New Testament spin, right? All the stories are playing out right here, right now. And when you go through a battle, you better believe that God has your back and you're going to make it through to the other side if you just do what's right. And God is going to actually, God will do stuff to wake you up. He'll even give you a train wreck, a car wreck, or a sickness, or he'll stop you. Because he has a plan for your life, and you might be scratching your head and say, "Well, why didn't that work out?" Because he was protecting you. So let me say it in a little quick summary, and if you grab hold of this, this will change your whole world. You ready? Just like Jesus was reading the Bible, and it was about him. When you open up that Bible and you read it, or you watch the TV show, or you watch the movie, or you just hear somebody telling a story, it's about you. And it's about all the saints. And it's about all the lost people who attack you. It's about the dark side persecuting you. If you get a hold of what I just said, listen to it 10 times if you have to. Rewind that 10 times. When you're watching TV, it's about you. When you're reading the Bible, it's about you. All stories go back to the cross. And Jesus was reading the scripture in the temple, and it was about him. He was reading the book that was about him. He said, "Today this will fulfill." So he appeared on the 3D scene from a 5D position, and he was walking it out in 3D, and you are doing the same, because if you're born again, you're a 5D spirit mind creature. You've left the 3D. You're seated in the heavenlies. You can see past the 3D cartoon land. 3D is a cartoon. It's a book. It's a repeat. It's deja vu every moment. So when you see past the 3D and you play these storylines out, don't be discouraged. Jesus had to go through it. You're going through it. And help others who are going through it and help them wake up. Because they're not going to teach you this in church. If you get a hold of what I just said, your whole world's going to change. AI says we're in the church age of Laodicea. I was thinking we were at the end of the book of Acts. But I think AI is right, because I think we're either in chapter 2 or chapter 3 of Revelation. Because we see in Revelation 1, Jesus is high and lifted up. We know that. We know that. And he tells the angels to rebuke. He rebukes the angels about certain things at the church. He said, he that hath the ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So this is playing out. You're in the scripture. You're in it. And the devil, he'll give you a few days rest or a week or a month or whatever, but he's planning. And that same familiar spirit that was on Jezebel or Delilah or whoever was coming after you, Cain, whoever, the Pharisees, they're coming after you. I can destroy a Pharisee a mile away. I see the legalist. Now, I can see the Jezebel even more clear. But I understand why Batman and Catwoman were drawn to each other, even though each one chose the dark side and one chose the light. So I can see why that would be a storyline that somebody created. And these people who write these stories and these movies, they're not writing anything new. They just put a little bit of spin on it because the Bible's already written it. If you can hear me, your whole world's going to change. And you can love your enemy. You can understand why Cain killed Abel. You can understand why the Pharisees chased. You don't have to be bitter and you don't have to be mad because they're just playing their role. They're just playing their little cartoon script. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. What's the worst thing they can do? Take your life. And so God is going to preserve His saints. And you don't look back. Lot's wife looked back. She became a pillar of salt. So you don't look back. You keep going. You can't go back. And Jezebel or Delilah saying, please come back, Samson, don't leave. If Samson would have left, which he should have left. And Delilah saying, Samson, come back. I love you. I love you. Please come back. I miss you. I miss you. And Samson just kept on going. That's what he should have done. All story, David, Bathsheba, all these stories are playing out. And you think that it's just something new to you. But no, it's playing out all over the world. This is nothing that's happening is new. It's just a repeat. And it's been going on for 6,000 years. I promise you, if you listen to this audio, meditate on what I'm telling you. You're in the Bible. You're in Revelation chapter 2 or the end of Acts. I think we're in Revelation chapter 2 and 3. And each person could be at different points in those churches, you know. You could have people around you. There's seven churches that are mentioned in Revelation 2 or 3. So you might be going through certain things. You know, he says you're either hot or cold. You might be lukewarm, but you're God's going to spit you out. He's saying, look, I want you to be hot or cold. I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. He's trying to rebuke you to be on fire for Him or just ignore it, you know. You're either on fire for God or you're not. Philadelphia, you know, there was one church, Revelation 2 something, 22 or something. He says, kick Jezebel, have no tolerance for Jezebel. Zero tolerance. And so if you understand what I'm telling you, you'll realize that the 3D experience is just a story. And it's actually a 3D book. It's like a cartoon. And if you want to see it, go watch the episode of Eureka where he says, do you see what I see? It's called Eureka. It was a TV series, and the episode is Eureka, do you see what I see? And you watch that, and you listen to what I just said. You watch that again. You listen to what I just said. You go to Eureka. And you watch, do you see what I see? And you listen to me, you watch that episode, you listen to what I'm saying, watch the episode, and eventually it will dawn on you that 3D is a cartoon. Because you're really seated in the heavenlies. You're a 5D creature. You're extraterrestrial. If you're born again, you're not from here. Your avatar body, yeah, your function. You're going to be judged for things done in the body, yes. But this is not your home. This is a vapor. This is just temporary.